So, my guy.
How you doing?
Whoa. What is this?
What is what?
This is a podcast?
This is a podcast.
I was just hanging out on Instagram.
What were you looking at?
Creeping.
Creeping,
huh?
Mm-hmm. School night.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Bitches want to post. I'm going to creep.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, summer's almost done. You got to get it in before it's over.
We're like a month away from the wish I was here posts.
Oh, my God. I miss XYZ
Cabo. Are these
Cabo.
Working?
Yep.
Beats by Dre?
Yes. Nope. Nah. They're Chinese by Dre.
China.
Those are loud, though, right? Those are good. You could hear.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to talk about? The vaccine? Ooh.
We could talk about Joe Rogan got COVID.
Oh, he's taking the horse pills.
Yeah. Well, he got. It's funny because he posted a video saying he got COVID, and he's like, modern medicine's amazing. I took the Regeneron, the antibody drug, the ivermectin.
That's the horse one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they give it to humans too.
I know. I like reading like the headline, and then I do like two more lines of reading, and I'm done.
Yes, and like he's like, modern medicine's fucking amazing. Modern medicine's amazing, but he doesn't take the fucking vaccine that gives you a 90% chance of not getting it.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry I asked the question.
I mean, he's a fucking dumbbell.
I'm sorry.
Guy's a dumb fuck. Put it like this.
No, I'm not stressed about that. I'm stressed about your vaccine rants.
No. The other way. Like that. Perfect. You're perfect.
Can you buy a BB gun if you have the vaccine?
I think so. Yeah, you just got to show your vaccine card.
With the BB gun.
Yeah, that's the only way they allow you to. Slick's looking for home defense.
I got the hook for the fake vaccine card. Are we allowed to?
No, that? I'm not promoting it. I'm not bleeping that. I'm not selling it.
I'm just telling you I got guys for it.
That's good, bro. It's good to know. Don't
I'm not
just go get
vaxxed.
What's so hard about people getting vaxxed? We really want to get into this?
I'm just telling you, I know I knew two guys that could get it.
That's fine.
And one owns a pharmacy.
That's good.
Okay, which is mind-blowing.
What's his name? I'll get the FBI to come and talk to him.
I don't know the guy. I don't know the guy that owns the pharmacy. I know the guy that knows the guy.
Yeah, bro, there's evil people.
But I don't understand. You're a pharmacist. What take the risk?
I guess people like money.
$350 a pop.
People like money. There's some
lady.
Are you
getting uncomfortable because I'm kind of promoting fake vaccine cards on
your
podcast?
No, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm not selling them.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fucking dumb. You know how I feel. And I'm okay with calling you a dumb fuck.
How much money do you think that guy's going to make, and how long do you think it's going to take him to get caught?
I was reading this thing I was going to tell you in the New York Times. It was about this lady in Florida who was selling vaccine cards. Bro, she was making like 10 grand a week.
Is this the one?
Big Mama or something? Like,
no, someone told me a story about a family that got caught with the fake vaccine cards because these idiots got like their 8-year-old kid one.
Yeah, and you can't get the vax. Yeah. No, they were trying to go to Florida.
Did you tell me this?
I don't know, but they were trying to go to Florida, and they had a vaccine card for their 8-year-old. Meanwhile, you can't get the vaccine if you're under 12.
And the lady's making 10 grand a what?
A week. Selling
in Florida.
Selling fake vaccines.
Florida's fucking the land of the loonies.
Yeah. That's where you go. If you want to sell fucking fake fucking anything.
The land of the free, as they like to call it.
Yeah. They'll drink fucking paint thinner if they're fucking Lord and Savior tells them.
10 grand a week, yeah, that'll get the pharmacist to do it.
But the feds got quarter.
They were scanned? They were legit?
I think they were legit. I think she had a connect up in New York or whatever that were giving her like real numbers and stuff. So like if you did scan it, it came out like it wasn't like fake.
People are rotten.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. We're all gonna die. So anyway, it's fucked.
But the moral is,
but I probably won't die of COVID because I'm vaccinated.
So am I, bro.
No, you're not.
I went today to go somewhere and they wouldn't let me in because I wasn't vaccinated. I said, I'll just go get it right now, and couldn't find a place nearby, so I didn't go.
Just get it.
I am. I'm just like, I need it to be in front of me. You know, like, I'm very procrastinating.
I mean, listen, it's very easy to get it now.
I know. I wish I could just come to my house, though.
There's probably a service that does that.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay them.
Well, then.
I want the free one, and I want that $100 de Blasio fucking promised me.
I don't know if that program's still happening. I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
And a Shake Shack burger. I want everything that he promised.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
That rat, after what he did to the BQE, I want to hit him up. Let me Google that.
So the BQE thing.
Big problem.
What the fuck are they doing? It's got to be because they're doing construction. It can't just
be
like,
problem.
We're just going to get rid of one fucking... one lane just for shits and giggles, just to like fucking ruin people's lives, because that's what it is.
New, what is that called? BQE or Gowanus over there?
Where is it by? By the bridge?
When you're crossing the skyline.
4 days ago. Lane changes on Brooklyn Queens Expressway. Can I read the title? Because people are listening. Lane changes on Brooklyn Queens Expressway greet drivers during Monday morning's commute.
Good old fuck that's you like a on a Monday.
And that's also like such a super fucking sarcastic headline too. Days of the BQE having three lanes are ending on Monday. Drivers in both directions will start sharing two lanes. It's permanent change stretching all the way from Atlantic Avenue to the Brooklyn Bridge. Are they fucking crazy, bro? The worst place possible, too.
The worst, bro. The worst.
Why would they do... Hold on. Let's read more. Why would they do this? Is there any kind of fucking thought process behind this? Or just...
I want you to understand exactly where it is.
Hit the fucking... Hit the thing. I want to hear this thing.
Over here.
Hit... Yeah, I know where it is. Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Oh, you want to listen to this guy?
Yeah. We'll go back now. I mean, it's 2 minutes. We could talk. We could hear this and talk about it.
I mean, this is criminal.
This is crazy what they're doing. Like, are they trying to make everything like fucking Atlanta, where Hamilton Avenue splits
the... I don't know. Maybe they're trying to put a bike lane for the dickwads to ride on the BQE now. Who knows?
Why would they do this in the worst section of
it? You know what I think? Hold on, let me read before I say I know what I think, because I'm probably wrong. I don't want to be an idiot. Moan is, we're finally getting the support we need from Washington. The BQE matters to the whole city.
So are they fixing it?
What cutting the fuck does that mean,
cutting
Bill?
Cutting lanes cut down traffic, according to city officials.
Yo, I swear to God, this is exactly what I thought. I'm so smart.
How does cutting lanes cut down traffic?
You could ask Stell and Snot. They'll vouch for me. This is exactly what I told them, what I thought the problem was. That highway was built to last 50 years. We're in
the 90th 55.
Year.
Yeah.
Or whatever. No, 55. We're in like year 90.
Well, it says right there. In the 1970s, cement trunk fell through West Side Highway. Scroll down.
But no, just read this part right here. According to city officials, cutting the lanes down traffic, according to city officials, about 20 years. Could add about 20 years.
So they're
years.
Doing this so they don't have to fix it?
You know
it?
Why? Because these cunts that live in Dumbo don't want them to fix it. They don't want the construction. Because they've proposed like multiple options. Either do like another deck or reroute everybody down below.
Are you kidding me,
They don't
me,
want
bro?
It. So instead... I guess the weight of the car is three lanes versus two lanes, significantly different.
And it saves the length of the life.
Yeah, so they're like, fuck it, we could keep this piece of shit for another 20 years and we change it into two lanes and torture the people of Brooklyn.
They're crazy, dude.
But Billy thinks it's a great moment for the history of the BQE.
Bill de Blasio stinks, bro.
In the 1970s, a cement truck fell through the West Side. I wish I fall through that thing. Legit. You think I'd die?
Yeah.
No.
You would want...
If I go from the upper deck to the lower deck, I don't mean this
and you
deck
crash
to the street.
You crash your car through that. That's like 30 feet.
Yeah. Car blows up or no?
Probably not. No.
I'm good then. There's no shot I die.
How are you good and there's no shot you die?
It's impact. I can handle it.
Nah.
What happened?
And how fast are you going? Like, you're going highway speed? I mean, you're never going to go highway speed.
How do you
speed
go highway speed? The max speed right there right now is like 13 miles an hour.
You're never going to highway speed again in this fucking, on this section of the
drop
highway.
Drop through. It's not like a... No, we got to think this through. So let's say you're not dropping through like, the highway got struck by lightning and just falling through a hole. It's a slow drop.
What do you mean it's a slow job? What are you, just dropping through like molasses?
Like, and then the road's like...
Yeah, but you're dropping through. So let's say you're going 50, and the road starts to break up, and then you fall through, so it cuts you down to like 25, 30?
Nah, you're not going that fast. No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm talking like somewhere between 12 and 20 miles
so
an hour.
So let's say, think about it, right? You're going 12 or 20 miles an hour. You drive off a fucking ledge, right? Like, let's say you drive off that. You're hitting the fucking ground.
Okay. And impact, right?
So I think it's...
Like that? Top of the head hits the
I think
hood.
It's probably...
Concussed.
60% you die.
Nah. Concussed?
Yeah, bro.
Cut face, cut arms from the shatters of the glass. You get out. You go straight to the news cameras.
Yeah, just...
And you fall. You don't speak. And then I have the key to the city.
Yeah, that's it.
Then I fix the fucking BQE on my dime.
You get out, you come back, you have a press conference, you have the fucking neck brace and your glasses, your big shades on.
And I'm fixing this on my dime. for the people.
No, this is probably shit costs probably costs $800 million
right.
to fix.
You're right.
Can you stop doing that?
What is that?
I don't know.
But if sitting on bubble wrap.
But if I can hear it, the microphones can hear it.
But all right.
Beautiful, perfect.
So this
I don't
is
know
a
how
problem.
They just take away a fucking lane. To save the fuck these rich.
What does this mean?
Dumbo. Fuck them in their asses.
Does he? I mean, can you read this for the people?
Thankfully, we're at a moment in history where we're finally getting the support we need from Washington. The BQE matters to the whole city. What is that? What kind of support are you getting from Washington? Meaning you're closing down a lane?
Are they letting it crumble and collapse? They think they're doing us a favor.
Like, are they fixing it? What's the point here? Are they just closing it to keep its life longer?
That could add 20 years to the cantilever section of the BQE, an area already crumbling and falling apart. Can we get an engineer on the
line? Hold on. It was a nightmare scenario that city officials do not want to see about the cement truck in the 70s. So in making changes to BQE, removing oversized vehicles is also on that list. I mean, I'm fine with the oversized vehicles, but the Department of Transportation stated that including installing weigh-in-motion technology, because that's not going to fucking delay anything, to automatically fine overweight trucks along with NYPD increasing weight enforcement. A semi is worth something like 10,000 car equivalents, so if they can reduce the truck traffic that is improper, they will buy them a number of years. So what does this mean? So Weinberg said eliminating 25% of traffic would eliminate any need for additional lanes. City officials said people who take the BQE should consider taking public transit or the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
How do I get to Queens from the tunnel, you dipshits?
You go through the tunnel and you go out, you come around.
You take the other tunnel, Midtown Tunnel?
Or you take the bridge.
You pay $40 to get to work every day?
It's so crazy because this area from before Hamilton Avenue, so Prospect Expressway to the Brooklyn Bridge always has traffic no matter what.
My whole life.
Because there's two lanes.
Right.
Our because there's
can
two
tell
lanes.
Us about this our entire life, and now we're going to tell our kids about this our entire life.
So their move is to make it go from two lanes to leave it to two lanes instead of it because it opens up to three lanes after Hamilton Avenue.
They hate us, bro.
Why would they do this?
They hate us. That's why. You know where people should not live? Brooklyn, Bay Ridge in particular. I'm moving,
bro. This is crazy, dude.
I'm out. This is my worst nightmare.
Literally, this is literally the worst spot in Brooklyn traffic-wise. I'm sure there's some shit spots in Queens and stuff, but...
You got to see it now, like in the morning. People, like, it's like they've never driven before because, you know, this has been like this for... Since the dinosaurs we've had.
How far back does it go where, like, the traffic go?
It's...
Because I know once it splits, once it goes to Brooklyn Tunnel,
it's just
the
that
battery
straight
tunnel...
Span. It's just that straight span. Give me,
Oh, my God.
Give me, How am I going to find this over there?
What are you trying to find?
Like a Google overview. What's that block?
It doesn't matter. I know what you're talking about. It's from Atlantic to the Brooklyn Bridge. So before that, there's a length of highway that's three lanes still. So it's like after Hamilton and you go over that like kind of overpass, it's three lanes.
It's strictly where the...
So when Atlantic, when you hit Atlantic, it becomes two lanes.
Yeah.
And then from Atlantic to the bridge... That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. That's literally like making back where Hamilton Avenue is one lane. Take public transportation. Go fuck your face, bro. Go fuck your entire face.
Wow.
This is crazy. Why would they do this? Why? I mean, they obviously told you to extend its fucking life because they can't fucking... They don't want to annoy the rich people in fucking Dumbo.
Basically.
The rich people in Dumbo can blow me.
Yep.
Right there.
Right here, right?
Click closer. That's Atlantic, and that's where... So, like, right... I mean, no one could see this, but... Or hear, like, hear this. Yeah, that's Atlantic Ave. Yeah, so they cut it to three. Because usually there's three there, right?
No, it's still showing three here.
Well, now it's going to show three, but now that's cutting to two.
All right, so where's this entrance over here on Atlantic?
Right there.
This is where like Montero hospital
is,
was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, so once you, like right here.
It's two lanes.
It goes into two right
oh
here.
Oh, my God, bro.
And
they're crazy.
All the way.
Past the Apple
here
fucking
we go.
Thing.
Come on, come on. And like around right here, it goes back to three.
They're crazy, bro.
I mean, you want to talk about torture.
I don't know why they would do this.
They're trying to hurt us, bro. They're trying to hurt us. They're trying to hurt our property value. They're trying to hurt everything.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing, bro.
I mean, the property
value. And I don't what does it mean by having support from Washington?
I don't know.
Support from Washington would mean like, okay, they're building another lane. Or
Bill had to call Washington to be like, hey, can I make the BQE2?
I don't understand the fucking, like, why, where that comes in from. That guy de Blasio stinks, bro. That guy sucks so bad.
Support from Washington would be, we're tearing this fucker down and we're making it six lanes both
ways. Or we're making it like a double stacked highway or whatever to add like another two or three lanes.
And legit, if you read up on this, they don't want to do it because the neighborhood's freaking out.
Yeah, no shit. Of course that's probably it.
What is this area called? The promenade?
I think technically.
No.
I don't know if it's Dumbo or Brooklyn Bridge Park.
BQE.
Or Brooklyn Heights. It's Brooklyn Heights that like on the promenade and stuff like that.
No, there's. I don't know how I'm going to find the. Nah, it's a, you're not going to find it.
You know why I thought, like, de Blasio when he was doing like his coronavirus fucking. Press conferences, he would fucking he has like index cards all over his desk, right? And like when people are asking him questions, he's writing something. Like, okay, a reporter's asking you a question, you're not writing fast enough to write down their entire question, right? What the fuck are you writing all the time, you fucking piece of shit? That drives me crazy for some reason. What's this, proposed?
Yeah,
like a double stack, right?
Yeah, but goes both ways, the double stack.
Okay,
beautiful. No,
I love it. It's never going to happen.
There's a lot more. But these are the cunts.
Brooklyn Heights, yeah.
The Brooklyn Heights Association. If you're a part of that, turn this off. We don't like you. Look at this beautiful proposal here.
It's the future.
Look at this. Cars, white people watching trees or whatever they do. More white people over here eating bananas and grapefruits.
Talking about how cool they are being vaccinated.
Yeah, vaccinated white people over here. This is gorgeous.
Those are my favorite kinds of white people.
Look at this. This is so nice.
It's not going to happen. They're trying to keep the shit the way it is for another 20 years.
And this is what it really is. This is real life right here.
Dude, I'm getting fucking PTSD. Anxiety,
right? Look at this. It's brutal, bro. It's brutal. So if you're a part of the Brooklyn Associate... Oh God, this makes
me that triple, that cantilever's right there. That's what they're proposing, the triple cantilever.
Yeah. And they deck over the old one.
But instead of what they did just now, is just no triple cantilever. They're just cutting off a lane.
Look at this nice thing. Underground.
I like that a lot. And you put more greenery. I love that.
That's beautiful, I love that. It's a tunnel. They just built a tunnel. I wonder how this meeting went. They're like, yo, we have 14 options. And then these people are like, nah, just make it two lanes.
Some jerk off. I guarantee you what happened was they're sitting there and one of their fucking jerk off engineers is like, hey, we could literally say, we can like buy another 20 years. If we get rid of oversized cars and make it two lanes instead of three, we'll save it and we'll like push the fucking thing down the hill and let it be somebody else's problem 20 years from now.
Kick the can down the road, right? That's what they say.
And they're like, that's perfect. And we can spin it to show like, oh yeah, we want people to use public transit or electric bikes or whatever to like be more carbon neutral and not use cars.
I hope that guy loses his pension.
Who? The engineer?
Yeah.
No shot.
I hope he loses it. I hope his 401k tanks.
That means your 401k tanks.
I don't give a shit. Let it tank. Let it burn to the ground.
So, guys, if you're not aware, this is my friend Nick. We used to do a Talking Smack show a very long time ago when we were young men.
How are you?
He has since become very wealthy.
And I created Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah, he is a huge investor in Arizona Iced Tea and Arizona brands.
99 cents pop.
I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the volume. So do you have any like life lessons or things you want to impart on people who are looking to change their lives and change it for the better and become better people, entrepreneurial?
I do. They can text me for $12.99 a session.
$12.99 a session.
Yeah.
How long is a session?
12 text messages.
Okay, so sessions are 12 text messages.
That's it. Whatever you could get out of me in 12 text messages.
So it's like about like a dollar a text.
Yeah. I mean, we don't like to promote it that way because that's not fair.
Because
each question is invaluable, in our opinion.
Right, sure.
So $12.99. You could ask whatever you want, and I could help you.
What's the number? You want to give folks the number?
Yeah, 347-756-2641. I don't give a shit.
There you go.
I have my number out there. No. That's my real number.
That is actually his real number.
Fuck.
Nick a text and see about changing your life today.
Shoot or shoot.
Yeah. I mean, listen, guys, if you really want to make a change in your life and go in the right direction and really...
Text me.
You know, everyone's been super down because of the coronavirus and the pandemic and like
send you the voice
2020 and just a horrible year. If you want to change your life the right way and you need the proper guidance to do that. Everybody needs a mentor. And I feel like $12.99 for 12 texts with Nick, who's vastly well. He's got wealth. His wealth is vast. I think is actually a pretty sound investment, pretty cheap investment for the price of like three cups of coffees. You can find the secrets out on how to get your life in a better place and create the kind of wealth that could change your life.
Text me. Not scared.
Yeah, shoot Nick a text and just let him know you got it from this show. I just got a text. What'd they say? We're not even live and he just got a text. You understand how this guy works? So, yes, Nick, Slick, Nick. Well, I call him Slick because we're good old friends. We're dear friends. He's extremely wealthy. You were on the Forbes list, right? Top 40 under 40.
Yeah, it was actually, it was top 40,000 under 35. Mm. It's a different list. It's a weird list.
So what's it like? Is it different? Is it different compared to when your life, when you didn't have this vast wealth or now? Like, what are the main differences?
Jeans. Jeans are nicer.
You have a high quality jean, sure. Yeah.
Yep, that's a big thing.
T-shirts. Are you happier?
Yeah, I mean, you only think about suicide two times a week instead of five, so it's a lot different.
All right, I mean, listen, hey, man, that's... Two times stuff. What's that math wise? That's a 60% reduction in thinking about suicide. I feel like that's a fucking win.
But we don't want to turn off the listeners here. We just want them to pay $12.
Why? Because they don't fucking think about. You want to stop thinking about suicide 60% of the time?
$12.99,
baby. $12.99. I mean, it's a simple investment that costs nothing to you. It's a long term investment. You're like a venture capitalist, and you're investing in your future, not somebody else's.
Buy the rocks, the Ethereum rocks. Do you know how to make one of those?
Ethereum rocks?
Yeah.
No, I have no... What do you mean Ethereum rocks? They're rocks?
The NFTs.
I don't want to hear about NFTs, bro.
No, I want to bother you a little bit. Look at this.
This guy just wants to annoy me with fucking these fucking stupid...
I mean, you're lying to people that I'm...
What's an Ethereum rock? I know what Ethereum is.
It's an ether rock, okay?
Ether rock. Look at this, bro. There's no more left. Are you fucking kidding me? What's the website? Etherrock.com.
Yeah, but these things are for sale. They were for sale.
What am I buying, bro? A picture of a 2D rock? That's what I'm buying right now?
Read that headline.
Somebody just paid $1.3 million for a picture of a rock. The world we live in is doomed, my friends.
You can't find anymore.
$1.3 million for a picture of a rock. It's not even a nice picture. It's a 2D picture of a rock that was probably like on the first Mac, like the Apple Mac, like the Mac 1 or whatever, 1987. $1.3 million.
Can we educate the 12 listeners?
Oh my God. Look at this picture of a rock.
The NFT world.
Sure. An NFT is a non-fungible token.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean, what are we doing?
What are these NFTs?
We're losing our fucking brains.
Are we money laundering? Are we doing the art trick?
I think it's money laundering. I think it's guys who've made a lot of money on Bitcoin who think they're smart, but they're not, obviously, who are pumping up this dumb fucking market that eventually will collapse. And I hope to God these people lose their fucking shirts and end up fucking killing themselves. because they deserve to fucking die.
Ooh, welcome aboard, everyone.
I mean, the level of, like, grift and just scam.
How are you buying that? I don't understand. Like, I'm legit. If there's a pair of sneakers that I want that's $79.99.
Yeah.
I'm, like, the mouse is shaking one before I click
right,
it.
Right.
And these guys are paying $1.2 million, $2 million for a fucking rock.
These people made a fuck ton of money from Bitcoin and probably Ethereum, too. And they're sitting on, like, tens of millions, or if not more, money.
Google that, guys. Ether rock. So your brain could blow up.
And all their friends start talking about these stupid fucking NFTs and how they're going to be worth way more after this. And it's art and it's blah, blah, blah. And it appreciates and all that garbage. And they just buy this, too. Because they have enough money to do stupid shit. The price of Ethereum Pet Rock NFTs has surpassed 100,000 and 100 went.
This is 3 weeks ago. Now they're over a million.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I think it's just a small market, like how modern art is. Like, it's bullshit, but at least modern art's actually tangible. You see it, you can hang it on your fucking wall. This is just like, if you're fucking, if you have a stupid, if you have a flash drive and you're, and it's loaded on your flash drive and your flash drive burns out or it gets dropped in the water, does it, is it okay? Do you still have it?
Oh, man, these people are crazy. These people are insane.
I mean, this has to be a joke being played on, like, there's some rich fucking Bitcoin maniacs.
And they're just clowning people?
And they're just laughing at everybody. We're like, look at these fucking idiots, what they're doing. And, like, everyone's trying to make a shit coin. Everyone's trying to fucking do NFTs. Like, they know what the... no one knows what it is.
I mean, somebody knows.
Like, you don't even own the rights to it. I made a movie. I own the rights to it, technically, right?
He's upset about this. Don't ask any questions about this on the text that you sent me.
What do you mean?
No, go ahead.
About the movie?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm talking about, like, or if you made a TV show and you make it and you own the rights to it. So if anyone ever wants to use it on TV or somewhere else, or music, if somebody wants to use music in your in their movie or in their TV show, they have to pay the license holder, whoever owns that piece of music. This, you don't even own that. Like, NBA was doing the NBA Top Shots, which is basically NFT, so you own NBA highlights. You don't even own that. Like, if no one pays you if they want to use that highlight in their sports show, if SportsCenter wants to use it. It means nothing. It means literally nothing. Nothing. Zero. At least a piece of art. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway, too, even art. But at least you hang it on your fucking wall. It is what it is. I mean, it's just a group of people all agreeing that these things are worth money. That's what any market is.
That's anything, no?
Yeah. This one, too, I guess. Like a fucking JPEG fucking 4-pixel picture. I guess it's the same shit. Are you texting me?
Oh, no. I'm getting texts from our listeners.
Yeah, we're not even live, though.
Oh.
Who are you talking to? Your first wife?
Yeah, my first wife.
Oh, nice. Slick is also in a multiple marriage.
Yeah, I'm a Mormon.
Yeah, he's got five. He practices polygamy.
Yeah. Three wives.
Three wives going on number four, he thinks.
We all live together.
Could you fucking imagine what a nightmare that must be?
These people are fucking crazy.
Also, like,
I'm texting my wife. You eat lobster?
Yeah, I like lobster.
You like lobster?
I enjoy it. I don't love it, but
like,
I enjoy it.
Like, if I gave you a lobster, like, you're psyched to eat it?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm, like, I went to my father-in-law's house for dinner because it was my brother-in-law's birthday and my other brother-in-law's girlfriend's birthday.
Happy birthday, George.
No.
Oh, it's Danny. Happy birthday, Danny.
And George's girlfriend.
Got you. Happy birthday.
And George made lobsters, and my wife's asking me if I like lobster. I'm just like, eh. She's calling me weird. I'm like, it's just like...
My beef with lobster is...
all this work.
Yeah, like you need like a butter or garlic sauce to make it good.
There's butter.
Yeah, but you need that to make it good. Like really good. It's not good on its own. Like, steak is decent on its own and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, I was dipping it in butter, obviously.
You have to dip it in butter because it's not good.
Finger in butter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you made a shoe parmesan.
It was good. It was, like, easy to crack. Like, I was cracking it with my hands. I didn't even need the cracker.
Yeah.
But,
like, I'd rather have, like, a crab cake than, like, an actual lobster tail or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Give me crab cake. It's breaded.
Right.
What's the sauce called? Tartar sauce, number one. I love tartar sauce.
Your tartar sauce, nice.
Probably the most underrated sauce around. The most underrated. It's fucking delicious. What is she? You guys are fighting over the lobster now?
No, she asked me if a package came. I mean, that's just getting stressed. I hope the package came.
And
the rain yesterday washed it away.
Ends up on 60th Street.
That's what I hope happened to that package. I hope it's in the river somewhere.
Listen to this crazy story about yesterday, because we had some crazy rains here from Hurricane Ida. This girl I know, she works for the Westchester County Medical Examiner's Office.
Okay.
She said that... This old couple, 80 years old, got stuck in a flash flood.
Hold on. You told me this story, but I'm going to act like I don't know.
Oh,
about
fuck,
it.
I did?
Go ahead.
Tell me. They got scared. They got out of the car and they got washed away. They found the man, and the woman's still yet to be found. So your package is definitely out to the Atlantic Ocean right now.
You did tell me this, and I told you I would get out of the car, and you told me I would die.
You would die. Just because, you're 35, you're not going to die?
amazing swimmer.
Bro, you're going to get swept up. They have, like, currents in there, in that water.
Where am I going to get swept to? Into the sewer? Like, the drain? That's gonna suck.
Well, where did that 80-year-old guy go?
They're 80, bro. They can't, like, handle that. They drown.
You think when you get swept up and you start trying to swim the opposite way and you get gassed.
The water's up to my waist. How am I getting swept up?
The currents, it happens, bro. What do you think? It's not going to happen when pouring like that, windy like that?
I'm good.
No, you got to stay in the car.
80-year-old's weak.
I'm not saying he's not. But you got to stay in the car in that situation.
I mean, there was a lot of abandoned cars on the road today. So everyone clearly got
out.
Yo,
bro, 14 people died. 14 people.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I thought it was more. 20-something.
Or maybe it's risen since then because I'm sure a lot are missing.
It's terrible. It was very bad rain. I'm not going to lie. But you're right. Like, if you're out there, I'm talking shit. It's probably very scary if you're out there.
Pouring rain.
Because last night when I was driving home, I sent my wife a video, and she texts back, "It's rain, dude. Relax." I was like, really?
Relax, huh?
I was like, really? So I think I still have the video. I took a video of driving with my door open just to, like, show her how crazy it was out there. Here you go. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. That's fucking crazy.
This is on Colonial. Like, it's all flooded.
Yeah.
It's bad. It was fucked up.
And it happened all in, like, fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why they call flash floods.
If I wasn't so close to home at that point, I would have been a little like, oh, shit, how am I going to get home?
Right.
But I made it.
Thankfully.
But it was dangerous out there. Now we're dealing with leaks and mold, and, you know, we just got to fight through it, you know? Good thing I'm handy, and we'll get everything fixed.
Let me ask you, when you hit a certain number in terms of income, do the taxes really bother you that much?
I hate this kid.
I'm genuinely curious.
I hate this kid. I'm not answering any of this stuff. I'm looking at your YouTube recent searches.
They're not my recent searches. They're just like recommended.
Yeah, it might as well be your recent searches.
Yeah, it's news. It's hockey.
COVID-19 news. What a liberal lunatic. Look at this Spanish women doing the weather. What a creep.
No, that's an Aussie man. You know who that is? It's like this Australian guy who like comments on shit. He's hilarious.
No, I don't know who that is.
And my guy Rogan, man, he got COVID. Poor guy. Dumb fucking meatball.
Davey Portnoy and the team over here.
I got a soft place in my heart for Davey.
This chick doing the limbo over there up there. All right. I mean,
it's bar stool. It's fucking, you know.
My feet hurt. My foot hurts.
What do you got? You got the gout?
Nah, it's like my shoelaces are tied too tight all the time.
Why do you tie your shoelaces too tight?
It's a double knot.
What are you, fucking 70 years
yeah,
old?
I know.
You double knot?
I know, it's hysterical. These fucking shoes. Adidas had the thin shoelaces on the NMDs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You tie them, boom, boom, boom. You're good for like 12 days. You're sliding in and out of those things. You never have to untie them.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
they
never
put
tie.
These thick shoelaces on now. You literally walk from your living room to your kitchen. You gotta retie them.
Are your fucking shoelaces like fucking 30 feet long?
Yeah,
like,
now they are. Well, what happened was I tried to tie them really tight, and I ripped them out of the socket. So, you know, like, there's the hole?
Yeah. Ripped the hole off?
I ripped the hole.
Oh, my God.
So it's like an earring. Like, you pull an earring, and it's like open.
You ripped the lobe off.
I ripped the lobe. So lobe. Now I'm on, whatever. Lobe?
Ear lobe.
Lobe?
Lobe.
Loop?
Lobe.
Loop.
Oh, like an earring loop.
Yeah, lobe works. Loop.
But I'm talking about, like, you made the example of ripping
okay.
the earring. It's your
ear lobe.
Your ear lobe.
Okay.
With the loop.
So I'm not on the top lobe anymore.
So now you're going bottom. So now they're even longer.
Like 26 feet long.
That's
and
crazy.
I'm double knotting. Foot's killing me right
this
now.
Bro, I mean.
Go get fucking new sneakers.
This guy double knots a sneaker.
Yeah, I didn't think of the 70-year-old thing. That's so true. You're either. So at like 12 years old, you have to stop double knotting?
Yeah.
So from like 12.
Once you hit high school, you got to stop.
Yeah. Yes. No, before
it's not
that.
Cool. Yeah.
You can't go to junior high school double knotting.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Elementary school, you got to stop. So what's
once
that?
You're tying your shoes yourself
consistently. Yeah, right. You got to stop.
You got to start transitioning away
right.
from it.
So like, I don't know, what is that, 7?
No, I'd say like 10, 12, around okay. there.
10, 12 to like 70?
Till like 65 probably, yeah.
Nah, because like my dad, I don't even think my dad has shoelaces. He's got like
some
Velcro now.
Yeah, fucking Velcro.
It's like I'm not fucking with shoelaces.
I like that. I like Velcro.
Yeah.
double nodding. Those are like real old men. This guy's crazy, bro. Like, you're going to run a marathon. He's double nodding.
This is like how old men go to, like, a baseball game, right? Like Larry David.
Yeah, right. They put on knots. Like, oh, like, look at these nice shoes. And they're just like running shoes. Like, yeah. Huh?
Double knotting the shit out of them.
Yeah. Like, the socks are like midway up your ankle, but they're like, they should be longer, but they're actually like right around mid ankle and they're rolled up a little. God.
I don't know how this happened to me.
Still. This fucking guy double knots. And he just walks around with his feet hurting.
My foot's killing me right now. I'm not even joking. His right foot, it's just like a throbbing pain.
Unfucking tie it.
And then what?
Leave it. Let your fucking blood flow. You're cutting off circulation.
No. It's crazy.
It's either that or you got the gout.
No, I don't have the gout. The gout doesn't hurt at the top of your foot.
Where does it hurt? I've never had gout. You have had gout?
I've gotten, like, bad pain one night. My cousins came from Greece. I think when I got married or when my sister got married or whatever. And my cousin's wife was like, oh, I'm going to make you a carbonara. But my carbonara is the best, right?
Yeah.
Carbonara is like a death wish.
Yeah, bro. Carbonara you're asking it's for, like bro. It's very heavy.
Death. So, whatever. She makes a carbonara. I think she went to the supermarket when my mom was just like, whatever cheese you guys have available, I'll take a half a pound of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fairly confident that's what she
I'm did. Making carbonara tonight.
This shit was the heaviest thing I've ever had in my life. And, like, I vividly remember, I was just eating it because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
The next morning, my foot was fucking killing me, so I had to be...
Could be, it's either gout or it's diabetes.
Well, maybe it's diabetes, then. At 30 years old, just diabetic.
Motherfuckers, I don't know.
But that was it. It was like a three-day thing, and that was it.
Maybe that is the gout. I don't know. I've never had gout. My dad's had gout. He said it's brutal.
Our buddy Marengo's had gout.
That's crazy. Legit. He's fucking gout. 35.
Yeah, he was fucked up for, like, weeks, maybe a month. And he was eating right, and then it went away. He was on the medicine. Because, like, there's no real medicine. Like, you can right. take it when
Which
you know
it's
coming. Which
is pain medicine? Oh, okay.
Nah, you could take it when you think a flare-up's coming, and it, like, calms it down. Yeah. There's no real medicine for it.
It's like herpes.
And now he's just living on the edge. Like, he's like, fuck it, I haven't had it in a long time. I keep eating Domino's and shit.
Just keep going until I can't walk.
Yeah. But he said it was bad. Like,
yo, I hear walk. It's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds terrible.
It's just acid buildup in your ankle and your foot, I guess.
And, like, Chris was, like, eating good for, like, dude, I might say, like, 3 weeks, and he was still in pain.
That's fucked.
And he was just like, what am I doing? Like, what's the point of this? Just eat, like,
just
shit.
Cut my leg off, bro. Yeah. Give me a fucking, I'll take a fucking leg. Like, I'll stomp
it. But this ain't gout. Because I remember that carbonara night, like, my foot was hurting on the bottom. And I don't know if it was gout. It might not have been, but my foot was
So it's either
me.
Diabetes or gout. Yeah. I'm not a doctor.
When you have every cheese in the market with pasta.
I mean, you're trying to fucking.
And ham.
That's like, honestly, that could be looked at as a suicide attempt for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, for me, yes.
Like, stop
yes.
eating all this fuck. I have 14 yeah. different cheeses.
And you're like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, I'm just fucking going
to
die.
Yo, it's just, carbonara is tough to do, bro, because if it's too creamy, it's fucking disgusting.
Too much.
It's got to be the right balance of cream. It can't
this
be overboard.
This wasn't even like your typical, you know, Italian restaurant carbonara.
Homemade.
This was just layers of, like, it was almost like pasticcio, but instead of everything in between, it was just different cheeses in between.
Does carbonara have a lot of cheese in it?
With, like, bacon bites and ham, I think.
Well, yeah, the ham and the bacon bits are always in there, yeah.
I think it's made, like, differently. Like,
give me carbonara ingredients right now.
I think the Greeks do whatever they want, because the Italians actually know how to make it. Well,
a pasta dish right there. Carbonara is an Italian pasta dish from Rome made with eggs, scroll down, hard cheese, cured pork, black pepper. The dish arrived in its modern form with its current name in the middle of the 20th century. The cheese is usually Pecorino Romano, Parmigiano Reggiano, fucking like talking about the
yeah,
five families,
so, right.
or a combination
okay.
of the two. So she put more than two
yeah,
cheeses?
Bro, I want, like, if you want to call my sister, wake her up, or like call my wife.
You're like, what are the ingredients in
I'm
the carbonara?
I'm going to text Irene. Right now, she was there.
Call it. Put it on this. Just put the thing here.
I'm texting her. Can I call you like we're dating?
Can I call you? You guys have kids, like.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to wake up the kids.
Oh,
she's like,
fuck.
The kids just fell asleep. You
shut
call
up.
Me,
get
I'm
lost.
Murder
yeah.
You asking me about the carbonara your cousin made?
Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
Very important. Dead air.
It's okay.
Dead air.
We got to be okay with...
Okay, we're calling
with the dead air. Hell yeah. Speaker it.
Hello?
What's let's hear this quick question.
Hey, do you remember how many different cheeses Nadia put in the carbonara when she made it at my mom's?
Is it 10, really?
I'm not sure. I'm telling you, she went to the supermarket and bought every...
She probably bought a pound of each cheese.
I said a half a pound. We just Googled the recipe for carbonara, and there's only...
Carbonara's literally just like Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, right? Parmesan and Pecorino Romano.
Pecorino Romano.
Yeah.
Or a combo of the two, and she put 10 cheeses in there?
They make a pound of cheese with a little pasta inside.
Oh, my God.
You know, like the cheese wheel? It's just like we put one piece of pasta in the cheese wheel.
One bow tie pasta in there?
Put it right in front. Pasta,
that was the night I got gout. That's what I was telling D.
Well, there you go. That's what you would have gotten from that.
Yep. Sure. Okay. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is this on the podcast?
Yeah, you were live. I should have disclosed.
You did a great job.
Right. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why I put 10 cheeses in.
It was deadly. It was dead. I want the next time I go to Greece, I want you to text me and be like, "Yo, tell your cousin to make the carbonara. I'll send you a picture of it."
I mean, like, at some point, you're just eating like a cheese dip, basically.
Yeah, it was bad, bro. So dangerous.
Just get some like Tostitos and
my dad's 77 years old. For the love of God, you're trying to kill the guy,
and he's housing that.
He's eating it. My mom's like ready to murder him. Like, dude, you have another scoop, you're out.
That's dangerous shit.
Dangerous shit. Can't do that.
Right. And she had all the meat in it, like the fucking ham and the bacon.
It was brutal. It was brutal. I could just visualize like my mom watching her make this, and I was probably like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, you were just eating a cheese dip, like with a spoon.
Who the fuck taught you this recipe?
It's like, oh, here's a piece of spaghetti. Nice.
Oh my God. Brutal.
Yeah, carbonara needs to be dialed in right.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't have a lot of cream or whatever the fuck they put in there.
Wild. Oh. I don't know how I got to that story, but
I don't know how we got there either. We were talking about your shoes.
And the gout. The time I got gout.
So your foot right now is throbbing.
Yeah. Right top foot.
And top. You don't want to unbutton.
No.
You're crazy.
No. You just got to fight through it.
But you have no circulation in your foot. It's bad for you.
I'm fine. I'm very well rested.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm just well rested. My pain threshold's through the roof.
And you've had these have been tied tight since the morning.
Since 6 a.m. I haven't removed the shoe all day.
Sorry about that. We got cut off because I don't have enough fucking space on my C drive.
Too much cheese.
We're talking about the carbonara and Slick's fucking. He doesn't want to admit it, but a suicide attempt.
Oh yeah,
I want to instill some wisdom on people besides your $12.99 text offer.
Mm-hmm.
You're 35, 35, 36.
36, going to be 37 in December.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, so we're old.
Correct. No.
We don't feel old. I still feel like a fucking jerk off I was when I was 20, but we're not 20.
I feel old.
I got gray hair, thank Christ.
I've literally been going to sleep at 9 p.m. the last.
Yeah, you wake up at like 6 a.m., bro.
I know, but 9 p.m. is ridiculous.
And you're going all day fucking dealing with bullshit.
9 p.m. is terrible.
Yeah, that's early. So what's the difference between being an 18 to 25-year-old and now being a 36-year-old, father of two, multimillionaire?
What is that question? In what sense?
I don't know, man. Like, is it... Is life all it's worth chopped up to be? Like
what do you want me to do? Fucking kill myself?
No, obviously don't kill yourself. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, like, there's pros and cons to being younger, and there's pros to being older.
What are those pros?
Fucking like this is like a fucking. Yo, I wanted to do a. Oh, you just made me think of something. I wanted to do a podcast.
About what?
I have a friend that works for Amazon. And they gave me the interview questions for Amazon.
Yeah, but those are legit?
No, these are legit. 100% legit.
Do you have them?
I have them in my phone.
Let's do it right now.
It's a lot.
All right, fuck it. What do you want? I mean, how you want to do it? You want to just...
Hold on. Let me pull it up. Because it was in sections. It's fucking wicked.
But is it, like, is it questions for any Amazon position?
Yeah, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 14 different sections.
Holy shit. So if I want to go work at a fucking Amazon warehouse loading the trucks or whatever, I have to answer this 14, like, do this? This is part of it? They ask everybody this?
Yeah, so these are like, I guess they'll pick, there's like 10 questions in each section.
Oh, wow, so it's super long.
Yeah, they're not doing every question. Oh, they're picking, okay. But, like, supposedly the interview is like 2-3 hours. So, I mean, I'll just read one of the questions. All right, go. Right? All right.
Are they like crazy math questions or anything?
No. Okay, no, okay. They're just like...
logic questions? Like, what would you do if...
Yeah, give me an example of when you saw a peer struggling and decided to step in and help. What was the situations and what actions did you take? What was the outcome? This is suggested behavioral interview questions.
Okay.
So that you want
to trying to see if you're not a fucking psychopath.
Right.
Like, are you going to come into our warehouse and kill everybody?
Right. Those are, like, easy questions. Those are, like, bullshit questions.
Yeah, those are bullshit, like, HR questions. Like, the HR person's trying to make their justify their fucking job, so they come up with questions like that. And just to make sure no one's going to come in and start fucking shooting everybody.
All right. Invent and simplify. Suggested behavioral interview questions. Tell me about the most innovative thing you've done and why you thought it was innovative.
Innovative thing I've done.
Can also probe with, that sounds more evolutionary than revolutionary. Tell me about something you've done that was truly revolutionary. Ask for one or two additional examples to see if it's one off or pattern.
I mean,
I don't even know what that means. I'm leaving the fucking interview. I'm out. I don't want to work.
No, here. It's like
I don't want to work here.
First off, like,
don't text me. The $12.99 was fake.
Something anyone ever does. Who's I'm interviewing for a fucking assistant warehouse manager job, and you're asking this person have you done that's revolutionary? What are you fucking talking about, bro? What have I done that's revolutionary? I almost went down to the fucking Peru and joined the fucking anti-government people. What do you mean revolutionary? What are you fucking talking about? I'm here for the fucking assistant manager job. You fucking idiots. You're asking me if I'm fucking I'm not Elon Musk guy. You dumb fucking jerk offs. I feel like I wouldn't get the job.
No, I would leave this interview like after two questions.
Something
like,
that's on, guys, so the first part of the question is something. What have you done that's innovative? Like something that's innovative. So like there you could fucking find some bullshit answer. Like when I had Bonnie's, I added Seamless to Bonnie's and. Our delivery business, you know, tripled. That's something innovative. I brought in a fucking new technology into the restaurant that actually kills the fucking restaurant long term. And it felt like it did well. You know, it added money to the gross revenue.
Okay. Tell me about a time you're trying to understand a problem on your team and you had to go down several layers to figure it out. Who did you talk with? What information proved to be the most valuable? How do you use the information to help solve the problem?
I mean, they're not asking a fucking
is that how you're answering every question? I mean, I don't fucking know, man.
I mean, they're not asking this to the fucking warehouse kid.
Bro, these are the questions. We could do a 3-hour pod.
Yeah.
And have like 6 people here and just interview them. Like right. You guys, like you as like 3/4 of a brain. Interviewing people like me and Stell, who have a quarter of a brain, would probably be the most...
Those are tough because...
The funniest thing ever. And like, we make us come here with suits.
Give me one more. Oh, okay. Like actually do it legit.
Yeah,
legit.
Do like a real interview. Me and Stell couldn't answer 2 of these questions.
Yes, I would love to watch Stell squirm. He would fucking squirm.
All right. Give me an example of when you have to make an important decision in the absence of good data... Because there just wasn't any. What was the situation? How did you arrive at your decision? Did the decision turn out to be correct one? Why or why not?
Repeat the first part.
Give me an example of when you had to make an important decision in the absence of good data because there wasn't any.
Well, first off, I didn't want to make any real big decision without good data. So I
analytics.
So I try and do my best to
sabermetrics.
So I try and do my best to find as much data as humanly possible.
I'd murder that question, by the way.
But in terms like if I'm stuck between a hard and a rock place, you got to go with your gut and hopefully, you know, I would probably lean towards the more conservative decision just because I don't want to overshoot. I don't want to do something too drastic that there's no coming back from it.
You could have simply answered.
No.
Week one in NFL, there is no data.
That's true.
You pick a team.
But you lose all your money.
And you lose your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've not, my decisions are never the right ones when I have no data. I mean, I should be the CEO of Amazon.
Tell me about a time you were able to remove a serious roadblock barrier preventing your team from making progress. How were you able to remove that barrier? What was the outcome?
Okay, I'll give you one.
When Go ahead, please do.
Filming my movie, mm-hmm. Jimbo. Mm-hmm. Small budget movie, micro budget. And we're making a feature length film. Feature length films are extremely expensive to make. Mm-hmm. A lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
We needed police cars because the scene called for police cars.
Mm-hmm.
One day I did use picture cars, which are movie cars. They look like police cars, but they're not actually. This one, we needed another one for another day, and I didn't get the police car. What I did do was somebody in the movie is a NYPD police officer. And at their base, they had a blue and white police car. And through quick thinking and guile, what I did was we commandeered that police car and used it for the day as a picture car. And then returned it safely back to base when we were finished.
Is that legal?
I don't know, but I know the statute of limitations are over, so suck my asshole.
Thank you. We're going to move on now.
That's me. What was the... I don't even know what the question was. That's me making lemons out of lemonade.
So when you had a roadblock, and what'd you do to get rid of the
roadblock? That was my roadblock.
That you couldn't find a car?
Yeah, I couldn't get the car. And
we were looking for more on the lines of, a project. And, you couldn't find a fucking car.
What do you mean? That was a roadblock in a project that I did. Okay. That we overcame the roadblock and the police cars in the movie.
Okay, yeah. Call you with a follow-up interview soon. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Give me one more. I'm killing this interview.
You're not. You're giving up. I mean...
That's how I speak, man. That's just my colloquialism. That's how I do it.
It's a big question. Tell me about a business model decision or a key technology decision or other important strategic decisions you had to make for which there was not enough data or benchmarks. In the absence of all the data, what guided your choice and how did you make that call?
Well, that's close to the same one as like the
you're right.
Making hard decisions without data.
I mean, tell me an error in judgment you made in the last year or two. What was it and the impact of it? Fuck the dude and now I'm gay.
Right. I loved it too much and now I love cock.
All right. Tell me about a time when you had to analyze facts quickly, define the key issues, and respond immediately to a situation. What was the outcome? Tell me about a time you had to analyze facts quickly. Yuck.
I don't know. I mean...
I don't know. I'm not really good with facts. When the vaccine came out, you just read through the facts, and you were like, all right, let's fucking do it.
Right. And now I'm protected from COVID. Last year, I don't know.
I mean, this is a lot of like, tell me if this and that.
Yeah, it puts you in situations and how you deal with the situation. I mean, bro, it's crazy though. If they're giving some kid that's going to get $15 an hour, they're fucking peppering him with these kind of questions. It's like, yo, I'm in fucking high school.
Can I ask you this? Give me an example of a calculated risk that you have taken where speed was critical. What was the situation? How did you handle it? What steps did you take to mitigate the risk? What was the outcome?
Okay.
I had to jerk off quickly before mama came home.
I'll give you one. One of my loved ones is having a medical emergency.
Oh.
And I was blowing red lights to get to the hospital. And what I did to like mitigate the risk, the calculated risk that I took to save the time to get them to the hospital was... I didn't just blow the red lights going 100 miles an hour. What I did was I actually looked to see, make sure no one was coming.
I can always stop, son.
Correct.
So you have just answered two of the five questions with
Illegal actions.
Illegal actions. Yeah, no, you're right in the wheelhouse of who we want to hire.
Well, a calculated risk. They didn't say anything that's within legal bounds, did they?
Okay.
No. I accept my position as assistant warehouse manager. I love logistics. You want me to ask you questions?
No. I know what my capabilities are. I know my boundaries.
So you don't want to ask me. You want me to answer?
No, I'm just showing you the questions because I'm tired of reading them. There's a lot of them.
Holy shit.
Deep it's wicked, down. Right?
Dive deep. I mean, you could probably have a lot of examples of this. Frugality. This is you. Give me an example of how you've helped save costs or eliminate waste within your operation.
Fired everyone.
Tell me about a time when you had to make trade-offs between quality and cost.
Every day.
How did you weigh the options?
Literally every day.
What was the result?
Cost. We want cost, not quality. We do garbage.
Right.
I mean, what do they want to hear from that answer? Like, depending on the task is depending on if the quality is worth the squeeze. Is that what they want to hear?
Probably.
Right?
How do you determine when to award or ask for additional resources? What criteria do you use for making the call as the manager?
Google.
That's hilarious, I know. Or YouTube. Tell me how you've created organization or customer value through either increased revenue stream or lowering the cost structure. You can answer these questions.
Increased
revenue. I know you don't want to answer them in public, kind of, so.
I'm just giving you, the multiple choice answers, the one-word answers.
Have backbone. I like this. Oh, these are cool. All right. Where is it? Tell me about the time that you strongly disagree with your manager or something you deemed to be very important to the business. What was it about and how did you handle it? I mean, you can't say it, right? You're not going to say
I'm
shit.
I'm not going to say shit, but yeah, I got to answer those.
Can they give me a hypothetical situation to be dropped in? You know what I mean? This guy doesn't want to give out fucking trade secrets. There's a reason why he's a fucking multimillionaire.
Oh, you're talking to me to give you a hypothetical situation?
Well, no, I'm looking for a hypothetical. But these things are asking you to describe,
what you go in there and shit on your old employer so you get a job at Amazon?
Well, it shows you how great you are. That's the point, I guess, right? To show how good you're going to be as a manager until you work there for 40 years and get laid off last minute and then just fucking die of colon cancer.
And then you have $18 million in Amazon stock, though.
Yeah, no, everyone gets that, yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Think big. This is a think big section.
Ooh.
Thinking small is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Leaders create and communicate a bold direction that inspires results. They think differently and they look around corners for ways to serve customers. What a fucking joke. What a joke.
What was the question there?
No, this is the pre-part. Give me an example of a radical approach to a problem you proposed. What? Give me an example of a radical approach to a problem you proposed. Okay. What was the problem and why did you feel it required a completely different way of thinking about it? Was your approach successful? You can't answer any of these fucking things.
Losing the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock four game teaser, right?
Yeah, so you're down big.
And then you do, you try a Sunday, Monday.
A save me parlay.
Parlay, right.
Yeah.
Team and over under. Four-teamer.
Okay, you can answer this without being specific. What three things are you working on to improve your overall effectiveness as a manager?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
I'm trying. I'm actually doing this. I'm trying very hard not to yell anymore.
Not raising your voice.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever. And I've been
one thing. Two more.
Day nine.
So you're trying to communicate better without getting upset.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. No emotions.
Okay.
Zero emotions.
Better communicate.
Okay. What am I trying to do better to be a better manager?
What three things are you working on to improve your overall effectiveness as a manager?
I don't fucking know. What else am I working on? Now you get me fucking pissed. I'm not really working on anything. I mean,
communication's huge. That's the big one.
I mean, this is nothing to do with like manager, but like, I've been a bigger dick. Like when I negotiate, there's no more like. I told you I read somewhere that like split the difference thing.
Yeah,
everyone does. It's like the laziest thing in negotiation.
Sure,
ever.
Obviously.
Right, obviously. They say like suckers split the difference. I don't know why. Like I got pissed about it, so I refuse to fucking split the difference now.
Oh God, so you're a cunt.
Yeah, I'm just a cunt. Like today, somebody wanted to do blah 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 blah, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. The guy's like, what? You're good. You're just out. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
I mean,
but like it worked to my benefit. The guy ended up
caving,
but it's like. You gotta check yourself every now and then. You're gonna lose one of those.
I think every situation lends itself to.
Guy sounded weak.
Thinking.
I felt like the lion, and he was like a little fucking turtle.
Is that from that FBI negotiator guy? Did you get it from him?
No, I don't think so. I know who you're talking about, but no, I don't think so. I try not to like fucking look at those negotiating tactics and books. I feel like it's all bullshit. Like every situation's different.
Right? They're so new.
That's
so
the FBI nuances. Guy that like negotiates hostages that are gonna. Yeah, it's like bro.
Different.
We're trying to build a fucking building. Nobody's actually. This is like totally different.
Yeah, it's kind of honestly, it's kind of frivolous. You know what I mean? Like compared to all human life, you know?
Right.
Like it doesn't really mean much besides numbers, dollars, and
this
cents.
This shit
with
negotiating.
But...
You just gotta understand that everybody in the room's lying. Everybody.
Yeah.
The second you think somebody gives a fuck, you lost. You're dead. Just leave. So that's like, I mean, that's my $12.99 advice.
For free.
That might not. Be accurate, but that's just my opinion.
I mean, listen. Like
I mean,
you said,
legitimately
every,
lying.
Like you said, every negotiation is obviously different and nuanced, but in your field, everyone's a fucking rat.
Like,
everyone's
legitimately
trying to
lying.
Get over on you.
Yeah.
When they tell you, oh, no, the price I got, you're so much higher than the price I got, blah, 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 they're just trying to fuck
you. I mean, I started doing those tactics that I told you, like, this big company we work with does the 6 to 7 a.m. meeting.
Yeah.
Or 5 p.m. on a Friday. So we hired some new kid, and I had him sit in on a negotiation I had, and it was fucking Friday at 3:30 p.m. I was in the room till 7:30 at night. The kid's like, dude, I gotta go home. I was like, we're not fucking leaving until it's done. Somebody's wife is gonna start calling. It ain't gonna be mine.
Right.
And we fucking grinded it out.
And you were showing the kid that you hired, said, I gotta go home?
Yeah, he was like, he was just asking, like, when is this going to be done? Like, I want to get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, nah, we're not leaving. That's the game.
Yeah.
Like,
who can handle
first.
The torture?
Right. The guy's wife started calling him. Whatever. It's like bullshit stuff.
I was sitting in a negotiation that literally could have taken 10 minutes.
And it takes 3 hours.
It was like hour two, going into hour two. And the guy's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you sitting here? Like, let's make a deal. I'm like, bro, I want to make a deal too. I don't want to be here, but I'm not going to leave until we figure it out.
Yeah, it's a patient game.
What the fuck do you want from me?
It's a patient game. The Friday thing's fucking sleazy.
That's
it's a
smart.
Sleazy play.
I like that move.
Yeah, it's a sleazy play.
Because everyone's got their fucking eyeballs towards like what they're doing tonight or whatever
right.
on Friday.
The dude's like checking his phone like, yo, I got to be in Long Island for dinner at 8 o'clock. It's like, I don't give a fuck about your dinner.
Yeah. Fuck
like
you.
We're doing this tonight, or I can't do it again for 4 weeks, and then you're done.
It's good, too, because you guys are in the position where you can be like, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you can
walk
away.
We're not really in the position of power ever, but when we are, you got to take full advantage of it. We're in the exact
Yeah, because, like,
position.
The fact is that person's going to fucking, if they're in that position and they have the leverage, they're going to use every fucking means against you.
But the guys lie. Like I said, everybody's lying to each other. Like, the kid that I had in the room, he's outside looking in, and he's like, are you guys just completely lying to each other the entire way? I'm like, yeah, everything I said in there was like 93% was a lie.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
And I can see, like, especially if it's a high stakes kind of big money one.
Nah, but it's not even that. You're talking about minor money for like half the time.
Yeah. You're going to talk about the bullshit. But I could see, like, in the first like 15, 20 minutes, it's like you're just talking past each other, kind of. And then at some point, it starts to like get close.
Yeah, and then one guy
and then
has
you'll
to
nitpick
be a dick,
shit.
Right? And like, no, we're not doing that. Like, we need whatever. Just use round numbers. Oh, you know, we're talking about $10 deal. No, we gotta do it for $9.75.
Right? We can't do it for
and
the
it's
budget.
Like, stressed. Like I can't.
Usually, what happens like with the restaurant, right? when you sell a restaurant, you come to a tentative deal, and then the lawyers get involved.
And that's fucked.
And then it's like another 30 fucking issues come up that are minor issues, and it delays everything. So that's usually like that's the most annoying part of that. Like, because you want to tell lawyers to shut the fuck up and write up the fucking contract that you've written 600 times, bro.
Just change the
You're
names
fucking
on the bottom
copy and pasting,
go.
Bro. You fucking rat. You had to go to fucking law school to do that?
We have friends that are lawyers, but shout out to them.
I love my friends who are lawyers and my family who are lawyers. I appreciate everything they do.
That's it. I'm done because it's 10:30 at night. I got a lot of shit to do. I gotta go home. I gotta wake up early.
All right.
It's Labor
Day
weekend.
That's the show, guys. Thanks so much for coming. Enjoy your Labor Day.
Thank you, guys. Text me, please, 347-756-2641, $12.99.
$12.99 for the greatest advice you'll ever
receive. Do not, the second you say, hey, it's whoever, you must Venmo me or I'm not responding.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Be well. I'm sweating.
Great stuff.